Search CRM Podcast, Creating Customer Value with Peppers and Rogers. I'm Amanda Malagiri, Assistant Editor. In the March installment of our podcast series, Martha Rogers answers readers' questions on customer trust. What's the link between customer trust, customer loyalty, and shareholder value? For more on this topic, check out Peppers and Rogers' latest book, Rules to Break and Laws to Follow, available on Amazon.com.
Hi, this is Martha Rogers. I'm looking forward to answering the questions this month for SearchCRM.com. The first question that we have is this one. I work for a customer service company. A longtime customer was unsatisfied with their services at present, so he took his business elsewhere. Since then, we've made some changes, but how can we convince this customer to come back to our company and regain his trust? Well, what this question really emphasizes is how important it is to make sure that we do it right the first time. Because once we lose a customer, as is clearly the case here, we may never get a chance to be able to talk to that customer again. That customer may never listen to us again, but we know that. The real question is, what do we do now? What's not clear from the question is whether this is a B2B setting or a B2C setting. If it's a B2C setting, it's going to be very hard to go to a particular customer and make everything all right. If it's a B2B setting, then it's worth really investing some effort in going back to the customer and making sure that we educate him about what new things we have, making it clear what we can offer him now, and also what's in it for him to at least reconsider the opportunity to serve him better. But in the meantime, what we want to do is make sure that we are doing everything as right as we can and hope that word of mouth will reach that customer and he might give us another try. Second question. What impact does customer lifetime value have on the company value created for shareholders? And that's so closely tied with our third question that I'm going to read that one off as well and answer them together. The third question for today is this. In my organization, the needs of shareholders are often given priority over the needs of customers. What can we do to make sure customer loyalty and customer trust are given the same attention as shareholder value? The reason that those two questions are so closely linked is this, that customer lifetime value is really the same as the value that a company creates for its shareholders for several reasons. Number one is that customers are really the only source of revenue that any company has. So when you realize that, when you realize that our products don't pay us money, that our brands don't pay us money, that nothing else that we spend time doing and inventing and creating and working on day in and day out pays us any money except by definition customers, then it's easier to understand why customer value is so closely linked to shareholder value. Now, since that's the case, and if we're going to operate that way, then we have to understand something that's very real, and that is that most companies understand very well how much value customers are creating right now, what a customer's value is this quarter. What's not as clear to most companies, in fact, most companies should be demanding to know and don't know at all, is that customers today go up or down in their ability and interest in doing more business with us in the future. So we should be every bit as interested today in the future value our customers have with us as we are today in the current value that our customers have with us. Now, at the moment that that happens, then we are starting to recognize that the numbers that we make this quarter can either come in addition to the building of customer equity and therefore shareholder value, or it comes at the expense of the future and future customer equity and shareholder value. When we understand that, then it's almost nonsensical for people at companies to be thinking separately about loyalty and customer trust and shareholder value. And instead, we should think very closely about how what we do all day, every day, increases customer value or not this quarter. And also, today, we increase customer equity for the long haul or not. And that's true whether we know it or not, measure it or not, do anything about it or not, whether we reward our own employees for it. It's those things are as true as they can be, whether we're doing anything about it or not. So we think that it's important to make sure that customer loyalty and customer trust are recognized as the ways, as two of the very important ways that we are going to build shareholder value, that they're not antithetical, that indeed one is completely dependent on the other, that if we don't build customer value, if we don't build customer equity, if you have no customer equity, then you don't have any future value of your company and you don't have any shareholder value. And if we can recognize that, measure it, and manage it, then we will find that shareholders are a lot happier precisely because customers are a lot happier and employees will be a lot happier and everyone who is a constituent of the organization will be served a lot better when we recognize that customers are our source of revenue today and tomorrow. Thanks, and I look forward to talking with you again soon. Keep those questions coming. Thank you.
Thanks to Martha Rogers for speaking with us about customer trust. Join us next month for the next installment of our podcast series. Until then, I'm Amanda Malagiri for Search CRM.